There's been a lot of outcry over a proposed ordinance that would ban homeless people from camping in Juneau's downtown core. Proponents say it's a public safety issue. Opponents say a camping ban would just move the problem around. Juneau's Downtown Business Association is itself divided within its membership, but a majority of its board members voted to support the initiative. That's because many merchants and their employees report feeling increasingly unsafe by people who loiter and sleep in alcoves in the commercial center.
The board made the decision that we were in support of the ordinance, and I personally feel that was the right decision. Not everybody in the DBA feels that way.
That's Eric Forrest, owner and manager of the Red Dog Saloon, who penned the DBA's letter of support. He says it's a complex problem and one that needs a lot of work.
On either side of the issue, we all feel that this is not the silver bullet. This is a step. There's a lot more that needs to be done.
Forrest has operated downtown businesses for about 20 years. He says there have always been homeless people around, but that in the last 18 months or so, there's been
a younger, meaner, more aggressive element that does not want to be helped. And that's what this is targeted at.
In recent weeks, a number of social care organizations have testified that a camping ban wouldn't solve anything and would waste police resources. Homeless residents have also weighed in, people like Mary Bailey. She's 46 years old and has recently been staying at the Glory Hole downtown shelter. But at times, she's sheltered in front of downtown businesses to stay warm.
I mean, that's the only place that could, protect us from the weather. So, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, we need something. What about a tent city? And if that law goes through, why don't they put tent city first?
Behind the scenes, the city is working to identify a year-round campground. But that takes time. Rezoning would be at least several months away. City staff have proposed delaying any camping ban until mid-April when the city-run Thane Campground reopens. It's in an avalanche zone, so it closes down each fall and winter. The ordinance's main proponent is Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch, who was elected last year in a special election. He sees pushing the effective date to April 15th as a compromise, though he says he'd like it earlier if possible.
We need to deal with our homeless problem, we need to deal with our safety problem, and we need to deal with both of them right now, and that's the perspective I'm taking on it.
Kelch says merchants came to him with their concerns more than 2 months ago, and he's frustrated the assembly still hasn't taken action.
As a former government teacher, I thought government was a lot more responsive.
But there's another wrinkle in all this. The Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness has warned that a camping ban targeting homeless people could imperil the community's access to federal grant dollars. Here's the coalition's executive director, Brian Wilson.
In Juneau, we have two programs that are operated by St. Vincent de Paul to a total of $130,000. It has over 30 permanent supportive housing units in place.
Those funds come from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD for short. In addition to these two resources, the new 32-bed Housing First shelter, slated to open in May, will likely be applying for federal funds to further expand. Wilson says these federal dollars will likely be crucial. And when it comes to HUD reviewing grant applications in Washington, it's a numbers game.
The higher your score, the more funding that you receive. The lower your score, you're at jeopardy of losing funds.
But could a camping ban really imperil federal funding? HUD, as a rule, doesn't get involved in policy debates. But HUD officials would talk freely about what approaches to tackling homelessness they encourage and discourage.
You know, most of the evidence shows, and I think most experts would agree, that homelessness is not a crime. Homelessness is a condition.
That's HUD spokesman Lee Jones in Seattle. He says this year Congress has appropriated $1.9 billion nationwide for grants to communities dealing with homelessness. Typically, 300 to 400 communities, both public agencies and private nonprofits, vie for a slice of the funds each year.
It's extremely competitive. $1.9 billion sounds like a lot of money. We do have a fairly considerable homeless problem across the United States. In virtually every community, large, small, and in between.
How these communities, in HUD jargon they're called continuums, decide to deal with homelessness is definitely a factor, Jones says, when ranking funding requests.
If the continuum has made efforts to essentially promote addressing homelessness as a condition rather than a crime, they can score 2 extra points out of the 200 ideally they would need for a perfect application score.
This is an issue some assembly members want answered before the ordinance goes to a vote next week. City Manager Rory Watt says his office is working on it.
I think in order to make that policy decision, the assembly needs to understand that impact.
And Mayor Kelch, He says he's talked to the city's D.C. lobbyist and congressional staffers for clarification, but hopes to get the ordinance passed regardless.
That would disturb me greatly to find out that a city that tries to help its citizens deal with trespassers on private property would suddenly not be received in the same light, and that we would definitely follow up on.
The Juneau Assembly likely won't take further oral testimony, but a vote is scheduled for Monday, February 13th. Expect a crowded house. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.